Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show. Andy and Randy with you here, noon hour, Trillville Thursday, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away from right now as Week 6 kicks off tonight. Philadelphia Eagles, New York Giants. We'll get you some Raheem Morris audio as well as we're kind of getting updated on who is and isn't participating in practice right now for the Falcons. So we'll get there. Back into some college football in about 15 minutes as well. We've got 1-2-3 matchups this weekend where both teams are ranked. Some good rivalry games as well. So we'll get there, and then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
Oh, the Red River rivalry is not ranked. Oh, Texas is out. Where's
the Red River?
I know the ESPN folks are out.
We could call it the Red River Shootout on this show.
I called it River Shootout. What did I say?
You said rivalry.
Oh damn! Oh, let me slap myself.
They're getting to you, Randy.
Ooh, let me slap myself. what was my movie with Mike Epps? Give me some powder. Let me slap myself.
Okay, good.
Yeah, good. My bad.
I was like, oh no.
Oh no. Oh man, that's a big old blurt by Randy.
It's all right.
It won't happen again, man.
Like Timmy Tube Sock took over your body.
I know, man. That will never happen again,
one of those
right
body
there.
Snatcher but that's, type things.
They all start calling it that so much that sometimes. Can I ask you a different one?
Okay.
Because I hear this a lot, and I don't know if it's because that's what coaches actually call it and media people call it, but like the 20-yard line and in on offense when you in football.
Yes.
The red zone.
Right? Yes.
But then I hear a lot of people call it the red area.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't call it no damn red area.
You call it the red zone?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Because it almost feels like with people that played, it almost feels like it's 50-50. Like some people say red zone, some people say red area.
I mean,
I don't know. It's like, do I sound like not a ball knower if I'm saying red zone?
That right there, where did that come from?
I don't know.
You don't know ball.
Or you are a ball knower.
Go kick rocks.
I don't know. It's very popular.
Somebody said that you don't know. No, what the guy said? We were talking Florida Panthers or something. I don't remember what I said. The dude said, Randy, you don't know puck. I was like, why don't you just go straight to hell?
No, they didn't. Somebody said that to you?
Yes, yes.
On Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Outrageous.
I'm like, why don't you go straight to hell?
First of all, nobody knows puck like my partner Randy McMichael.
But it was just
all
funny
right?
how he said it.
Second of
you
all,
don't know puck, bro.
Kick rocks.
I was like, go kick some damn rocks with your heels, damn dork. But
you don't
know
puck.
Yeah, you know. But that's not what I'm saying. That whole you don't know ball, bro, is the lamest freaking thing, and it's always by some cornball that relates to dork tracks, like. You know, or dork stats.
Oh,
dork
we track. Got you.
Yeah, like people would have come, like when people would try to say, well, this so and so said this. I don't speak dork. All right? I don't speak dork. All right? I can see with my own two eyes that that's happening. That's true.
That's why I was so confused.
I don't
when
need
you called to. It the
yeah, I don't speak dork stats, okay?
I
don't.
I always found the ball knower stuff funny because it's not like you're not good at playing basketball or playing football. It has nothing to do with your actual abilities, it has to do with like the breaking down of. I've never understood that.
Then there's the other thing that happens in the NBA sometimes, too, where, like, and I don't get it entirely, where you'll have people debating, and they'll be, like, great players in the league, and they'll be debating, is he, like, a great player or is he a hooper?
Like, oh, yes, that one right there,
what's
too.
What's a hoop?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What
oh
am I missing?
What is that? What, I tell you my favorite. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now,
oh
he's
my
a
God.
Great player, but
oh
he's not like a hooper.
He like no, KD's a hooper.
What?
What? Okay. He loves to play basketball. Okay.
I think they all do.
I think most they all do, right?
Least, most like, of them.
Whatever,
I've always took that to, like, are you questioning whether their ability from the NBA will transfer to a pickup game? That's how I've always kind of taken
let
that.
Let me tell you something. It would. They'd be just fine.
And we've all seen the videos of Scalabrine taking dudes to the hole.
Yeah, man.
Just because your ass get to stay on the coat at LA Fitness the whole day that you go run back and tell your wife, hey, babe, yeah, yeah, I was giving them business today,
I'm a
babe.
Hooper.
I'm a hooper. I was out there hooping today. Get the hell out of here, man. Oh, my God.
I mean, get your cardio.
Yeah,
get your cardio.
But it's just so much, like, new sports lingo. Like, grinding tape. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, I get it. And I understand, if you want to know, and one thing I would never say is that I know more football than somebody whoever played didn't play the game, because I don't ever use that as anything, because I won't ever say that, because that's not right.
You probably do.
That's not right for me to say that.
Well, I'll say it.
That's not right for me to say that. But I'm like, don't be trying to send me no clip that you done broke down. I don't care. I get that a lot. I get that a lot.
I'm sure
get that
you
do. The DMs a lot. Hey, Randy, what do you think about this right here? Mm-hmm. Well, you tell me. You sent it to me. Mm-hmm. You know.
You know what I get? I get people's podcasts, and I like them. I listen to them.
I know. I have no. And
send me your podcast. I'm happy to listen.
I do. I am, and I will. You
check
know
it
this.
Out.
You know this, but I'm the worst at that. I'm bad at two things: answering DMs.
Yeah.
And then remembering to like if somebody sends us something, remember to check it out. And I'm like, yeah, I got. And I will always. It always. I don't do it on purpose, but it does slip my mind. But yeah. I get a lot of those, you know, especially Dolphin people.
Like, that makes sense.
It's a whole lot of Dolphin podcasts. My biggest thing
is now they see that you're doing radio
but I
and
can
stuff.
Do, but the thing about it is that I'll do it. I have no problem doing it. But why y'all want to see my face? You know what I mean? Like, hey, you got Zoom? Or, like, we could do a
well, something. That's your whole thing here.
You know what I mean?
What
like,
they wanted to put the
like,
cameras
I
on.
I can't just talk to you. I got to, like, you got to see my face? That's my only thing.
And people want to see your face, man.
I know. I mean, I get it. But
you
yeah,
got a decent face, Randy.
I think that's
sorry.
The only thing. Oh,
you know,
Eric Spoelstra
some people
has
are
been,
ugly. Some people aren't.
Eric Spoelstra. Oh, we kind of knew that, right?
What?
He's the new head coach of the men's national team.
He likes a cross-arm
He's
pose.
He's a very cross-arm guy.
He's a big cross-arm poser.
Yes.
All right, let's get to a very belated NFL no-huddle here.
There's nothing to talk about in here.
I don't even know what that sentence meant that Abe just said to me. What did you say? VTube?
I said, I want VTuber Randy McMichael on podcast. It's when you pick like a character.
Oh.
Oh, it's like a Bitmoji or something?
But it's like I watch a character of a peanut play video games.
Okay.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does, Andy. Yes, he
does. Dump that.
Does.
Don't let
yes,
him know Abe's yes, trying to find a girlfriend.
I stand by it.
Don't
Peanut.
Let the Atlanta metro and area know
dude,
that.
Will you stop?
Burr Peanut
hey,
is
Bo,
funny.
Bo, turn his damn mic off, all right? Because you're starting to embarrass us now, all right? Because I've had too many people. I'm a married man who everybody knows don't go nowhere. And they're sitting here telling me the streets, hey, Randy, y'all got to take Abe out. Why?
Why? He just wants to stay home and watch a Peanut
he
play
wants
video
to, he,
games.
That right there. He wants to watch Peanuts.
He's fine.
Damn, Abe. Alan told me to say, Alan told me to tell that dude to shut the puck up next time.
The puck up.
Okay.
Randy's a puck knower.
Oh, my God. Dang it, Abe.
All right. Here's Raheem Morris.
Do you play Fortnite still?
Let's get back on track here.
All right.
Back on track.
I never played Fortnite.
Okay.
I play Escape from Tarkov.
Oh boy, my granddad's favorite line. You wonder why?
No, you don't.
Yeah,
I know why.
Yeah,
I know exactly why, and I love him for it.
All right,
here's Raheem Morris talking about
God
some of the guys that are dealing with injuries.
Yeah, well, Mooney. Okay, so Mooney, we'll get more information as the week goes. Same thing was Hodge letting those guys go. Obviously, Mooney came out of that game. Our last one had the bye week. Obviously, we'll get more information on him when we start practicing and some of those different things. But and the same with Hodge. Hodge will be doing some things with us, you know, in practice. But we'll get a better feel for those guys as we move towards the week.
Well, Casey Washington's back, right? He should be back, right?
Should be.
He should be back.
Should be.
Yeah, this, Mooney. It's gone. It might be a struggle this year for Mooney because of the fact he came in injured.
Missed all of training camp.
Then you're injured in season. It's always hard to bounce back from those type of things. And it just seemed like something. It just
So he misses that month and a half of work. And then the first couple games.
Yes.
And then comes back and tries to go full speed. And unsurprisingly, immediately hurts his hamstring.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so now he's dealing with that. He's not practicing today.
No.
And at a certain point, because even when he was out there, like, it looked rough. Like, he was not.
He looked better last game.
He looked better last game. But even still, had, like, one catch for 15 or something like that. And he had a drop. So it did look better. But, like, I just wonder at a certain point, like, you know, you need that threat.
Yeah.
You'd like to have that. Because he's that deep threat that. Other guys, I mean, Ray kind of, but Ray's kind of looked a little rough to start the season, too.
Yeah. That's why 12 needs to be the base, because you can let Kyle do those things.
Yeah.
You can let Kyle work the slots and all those things. And obviously, we've seen what Drake London can do in there. But, it just might be a struggle.
I wonder if they at some point consider trying to add somebody.
Maybe. You know? I mean, another guy that can do moody things, you know, and being day-to-day today kind of, you know, I'll wait till Friday, to see
it's
how
just
he
hard.
Is.
They're coming off a bye.
Yeah, and that's the worst thing about
it. Like, to
be
day to day,
yes,
with an extra day,
yes,
and a bye,
yes, that's
tough.
It's like a 2 week type thing,
right? Yeah. Right, exactly. Tyson Campbell, Georgia Bulldog, and also now former Jaguars cornerback, traded to the Browns for cornerback Greg Newsome. Kind of interesting in season position for position trade.
It looks like. It sounds like Greg Newsome was up for a new deal.
Oh, okay.
Well, and Tyson already got a deal
with
Jacksonville.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so I think Greg Newsome's a better player than Tyson. I'm not saying Tyson's a bummer or anything. I just think Greg's better.
But he had a couple tough moments on Sunday.
So maybe Greg's contract might be a little bigger. He's in last year of his deal. But, I did see that trade early this morning.
Speaking of trades – probably the biggest one of the week or most surprising or whatever. It involves a quarterback. Here's Zach Taylor talking about Joe Flacco.
Played him a lot, watched him a lot. Brings great experience, great leadership. His style fits our style of play, too. So excited to get him out there. We'll start him this week. So he's going to take all the reps, get ready to go. Already spent a lot of time meeting with us, getting up to speed. So feel really good about where he's at.
We were doing this off the air yesterday, though. Like, the coaching staffs do have history, right? So familiarity with the Browns folks, and then Zach Taylor, so he knows the offense a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know. He's better than Jake Browning.
I think that's all you can say.
Yeah.
He already going to be out there looking stank with a number 16. Now, I don't care. No, I say 16 is a stanking number.
Just in general?
Oh, yeah. I don't
know. Joe Montana?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's
Kirby?
I told him that.
Wow. The disrespect.
Yes, I told him, hey guys, we got a NFL quadruple header here on 99 The Game. We have a quadruple header this coming up this Sunday on Sports Radio 99, starting at 9:15 with the Broncos and Jets over London, followed by the Cowboys and Panthers, and then the Titans and the Raiders, followed by Sunday Night Football where the Lions are at the Chiefs. It's all brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. This Sunday, all day Sunday on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Len Dawson?
Ew.
Jim Plunkett?
Ew.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ken Stabler?
Yes.
I just Googled 16. The other ones I knew, but that was, I Googled these.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back.
Ugly.
We'll get back into some college football conversation. Ohio State, Illinois, Alabama, Missouri, Indiana, Oregon, obviously Georgia, Auburn. Lots of good matchups on Saturday for us to break down. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.